This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. General-purpose AI chatbots outperform specialized clinical tools in physician assessments. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD. Moderate evidence. Three general-purpose frontier large language models significantly outperformed two leading clinical artificial intelligence tools when answering real-world questions from physicians, according to a head-to-head evaluation published in Nature Medicine in June 2026. The clinical AI tools performed no better than Google's Search AI Overview, raising questions about the clinical validity of specialized AI systems entering medical practice with minimal independent testing. Key takeaways: general-purpose AI models outperformed purpose-built clinical AI tools on physician-generated questions across real-world and benchmark assessments. Two leading clinical AI systems showed performance equivalent to basic search engine AI, suggesting specialization did not confer accuracy advantage. The finding highlights a regulatory and validation gap. Clinical AI tools are entering practice with limited independent performance testing. Study at a glance: two leading clinical AI tools performed no better than Google Search AI Overview on physician questions, despite purpose-built design for medical use. Comparative performance, general purpose versus clinical specific AI. Performance rank on physician-generated real-world questions and public benchmarks, Nature Medicine 2026. General-purpose LLM Frontier. High general-purpose LLM, Frontier. High general-purpose LLM, Frontier. High clinical AI tool 1, moderate clinical AI tool 2, low. Google Search AI Overview, low. Source: Nature Medicine, June 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. The performance gap: why specialization didn't win. The Nature Medicine study tested five AI systems across two public benchmarks and real clinical questions posed by practicing physicians. The results were unambiguous. The three general-purpose frontier large language models, systems designed for broad conversation and information retrieval rather than medical specificity, delivered superior performance compared to clinical AI tools built explicitly for healthcare professionals. This outcome challenges a foundational assumption in medical AI development, that domain-specific training and clinical database optimization would produce tools better suited to answering physician questions. The clinical AI systems underperformed despite being designed, trained, and marketed for medical practice. Their performance parity with Google's Search AI Overview suggests that clinical specialization provided no meaningful accuracy advantage to users seeking clinical information. Across the clinical updates category, similar performance gaps between specialized and general tools have emerged in other domains, indicating this may reflect a broader pattern in how large language models respond to narrow professional queries. The validation void: clinical AI tools in practice without rigorous testing. A critical finding implicit in this research is the absence of independent, rigorous testing for clinical AI tools currently deployed in clinical settings. According to the Nature Medicine analysis, specialized clinical AI systems are entering medical practice with minimal third-party performance evaluation, despite their high-stakes application in patient care. This validation gap raises significant clinical governance concerns. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and other regulatory bodies have issued guidance on AI in healthcare, but real-world deployment often outpaces formal approval pathways. Quality and safety considerations suggest that physician-facing AI tools warrant the same evidentiary standards as pharmaceutical interventions. Yet few clinical AI platforms undergo equivalent comparative testing before widespread adoption. The Nature Medicine findings suggest that institutions deploying clinical AI systems should require independent performance validation on representative clinical questions before integration into diagnostic or decision support workflows. This aligns with established principles of health policy and clinical governance across major healthcare systems globally, implications for clinical practice and tool selection. Physicians and healthcare institutions selecting AI tools for clinical support face a nuanced decision. The general-purpose systems that demonstrated superior performance are not designed or regulated for medical use, while purpose-built clinical tools failed to deliver the expected accuracy advantage. This creates a practical dilemma for clinicians seeking to integrate AI into workflows responsibly. The implications differ across stakeholder groups. For individual practitioners, the findings suggest that general-purpose large language models may provide more accurate responses to clinical questions than specialized tools, but their use raises liability and regulatory questions. For healthcare systems and institutions, the study underscores the importance of independent validation protocols before adopting any AI system, regardless of the vendor's clinical claims. Regulatory and quality assurance bodies should consider this a signal to strengthen pre-deployment testing requirements for clinical AI tools. The current landscape, where specialized systems can enter practice without comparative performance data, creates unnecessary clinical risk and may erode trust in AI-assisted decision-making when specialized tools underperform available alternatives. What questions remain unanswered? While the Nature Medicine study provides clear comparative performance data, several follow-up questions warrant investigation. First, why do clinical AI tools underperform general-purpose models despite their domain-specific training? This suggests that clinical fine-tuning strategies may not transfer as effectively to real-world physician questioning patterns as developers expected. Second, do general-purpose models maintain this performance advantage across specific clinical subspecialties, or does the gap narrow for highly specialized questions? Third, how do performance differences translate to clinical outcomes? Accuracy on benchmark questions may not directly predict improved patient safety or diagnosis rates in actual practice. These questions underscore the importance of continued independent testing as AI tools proliferate in healthcare settings. Scientific rigor and transparency in AI performance evaluation should become standard practice, not exceptional. Healthcare institutions and policymakers should mandate that any clinical AI tool entering practice demonstrate performance at least equivalent to, and ideally superior to, available general-purpose alternatives on representative clinical questions before deployment. Three general-purpose frontier large language models significantly outperformed two leading clinical AI tools on both public benchmarks and real physician-generated questions, with clinical systems performing no better than Google Search AI Overview. Nature Medicine. What this means. For patients, if your physician uses AI to support clinical decisions, understand that general-purpose tools may provide more accurate information than specialized medical AI systems. Ask whether your healthcare provider has validated any AI system against independent performance benchmarks before deployment in your care. For clinicians, this study suggests that reliance on purpose-built clinical AI tools may not be justified by performance advantages over general-purpose large language models. If you use AI to support clinical decisions, independently verify performance on representative clinical questions. Use recognized publicly available benchmarks to compare tools before adoption. Exercise caution with clinical AI systems that have not undergone third-party performance validation. For policymakers, regulatory frameworks for clinical AI require strengthening. Clinical AI tools should not enter healthcare practice without independent comparative performance testing. Establish mandatory pre-deployment validation protocols equivalent to standards for pharmaceutical interventions. Consider whether existing regulatory pathways adequately protect patient safety given the performance gaps demonstrated in this study. Require healthcare institutions to conduct and document performance validation of all clinical AI systems before clinical integration. Frequently asked questions. Does this study mean I shouldn't use clinical AI tools? The Nature Medicine study does not recommend against using any specific tool, but rather highlights the importance of performance validation. If your healthcare institution uses a clinical AI system, ask whether independent testing has compared its performance to general-purpose alternatives. Clinical AI tools can still add value through integration with electronic health records, clinical workflows, and institutional data, benefits not measured in this benchmark comparison. However, accuracy on clinical questions is a necessary foundation. If a clinical AI tool underperforms publicly available general-purpose alternatives on representative questions, that should prompt reconsideration of its deployment. Why do specialized clinical AI tools underperform general-purpose models? The exact reasons require further investigation, but several factors may contribute. General-purpose frontier large language models are trained on vastly larger datasets and undergo continuous improvement with feedback from millions of users. Clinical AI tools may use more limited training data or older model architectures. Additionally, general-purpose models may better capture the natural language patterns that physicians actually use when formulating questions. Clinical domain-specific training does not automatically guarantee better performance on real-world clinical queries. It depends on how well the training strategy aligns with how the tool will actually be used in practice. What should healthcare institutions do with these findings? Healthcare organizations should establish independent validation protocols for all clinical AI systems before and after deployment. This includes comparative testing on representative clinical questions, benchmarking against available alternatives, including general-purpose tools, and ongoing performance monitoring. Institutions should demand that clinical AI vendors provide transparent performance data on relevant benchmarks and real-world question sets. Quality and safety standards should explicitly require that clinical AI tools demonstrate performance advantages, or at minimum equivalence, to available alternatives before integration into clinical workflows. The Nature Medicine findings arrive at a critical moment in the adoption of AI in healthcare. As clinical institutions increasingly integrate AI into diagnostic and decision support workflows, the expectation that specialized tools automatically outperform general-purpose systems has been empirically challenged. This should prompt a recalibration of institutional AI strategy. Rather than assuming that domain-specific clinical AI will deliver superior performance, healthcare systems should demand rigorous, independent evidence before deployment. The performance gap observed in this study suggests that current regulatory and institutional vetting processes for clinical AI may be insufficient to protect patient safety and ensure optimal clinical decision-making. Going forward, transparency, comparative testing, and continuous performance monitoring should become non-negotiable standards for any AI system claiming a clinical purpose. Source: general-purpose chatbots outperform clinical AI tools on physicians' real-world questions.